Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom, by the words Aisha Hayu. So the Mishnah had mentioned Aisha Hayu Anav of Merubin. The Mishnah mentioned that if there are more berries on the Hadassim than there are leaves, so then that's a psul. So then the Hadassim are pasul. If there's too many berries, then the Hadassim are pasul. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista explains that Davar Zeh Rabbeinu HaGadol Amrei, that the following thing I heard from Rabbeinu HaGadol. Rabbeinu HaGadol, Rashi says, is a reference to Rav. He said, the following thing I heard from Rav, V'hamakom yiyeh be'ezrei, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu should give him strength, the Kodesh Baruch Hu should help him. So that's really just like a comment. There's a concept of Zecher Tzadik Levracha. When a person mentions a Tzadik, he's supposed to give a Bracha. So Rav Chista mentioned Rav, he was excited, he gave Rav a Bracha, Hamakom yiyeh be'ezrei, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should help him. It's interesting, we're used to the concept of Zecher Tzadik Levracha applying to specifically to a person who is Nifter. We say, we quote a person who is Nifter, we'll say Zatzal, or we'll say Zecher Tzadik Levracha. But really the makar for the concept of Zecher Tzadik Levracha is the one that Kodesh Baruch Hu mentioned Avram Avinu's name, and he gave Avram Avinu a bracha. It's even by a person who's alive, that's really the makar for the concept of Zecher Tzadik Levracha. For whatever reason, it became accepted that the term Zecher Tzadik Levracha is used for a mace. But really here in this Gemara, like the Aruch HaNer points out, the Vada over here, Rav was alive. If he was not alive anymore, so that would be like mocking him to say V'hamakom yiyeh be'ezrei. So obviously Rav was alive over here, and still Rav Chista was being Makayim, like the idea of Zecher Tzadik Levracha. It's interesting, I saw Rabbi Reisman has a Sefer Pathways of the Prophets, and so over there on page 421, he speaks about this also, he speaks about this idea that people have this association of Zecher Tzadik Levracha as being associated with someone who's not alive anymore. And he also, he speaks about how really it doesn't seem to be that that's the case. And he brings an interesting story that happened in 1921. There was a Rav over there in that time in St. Louis, someone, Rav Chaim Hirschenson. And Rav Chaim Hirschenson, he published a Sefer called Malki B'Kodesh, and in the Sefer, at one point in the Sefer, he quoted the Torah Tamima, and he said that the Mechaber Sefer Torah Tamima, Zechreina Levracha. He said Zechreina Levracha about the Torah Tamima. Sometime later, he received a letter from Rav Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tamima. He received a letter from Rav Baruch Epstein assuring him that he was very much alive, that he saw the Sefer Malki B'Kodesh. He quoted him and that he said, Zecherina Levracha. He was letting him know, you should know, I'm alive. So Rav Hirschenson, in a later edition of Malki B'Kodesh, so he apologized, and he said that in the Yiddish newspaper that they had published that he was Nifter, but Lamaisa, he was very excited that he was still alive, and he expressed the bracha, Baruch Mechai Echayim, and in this shtickle, in the end, he writes a defense that the term Zecherina Levracha is not specifically for Mason, so really, it wasn't so wrong, that which he did, that he said Zecherina Levracha about him, because Zecherina Levracha has nothing to do with the person who's Mace, and that's what you see from this Gemara as well. Rav Chista quoted Rav, he gave him a bracha, V'hamakom yiyeh be'ezrei. So anyways, what was this statement that Rav Chista said in the name of Rav? Says the Gemara, he said in the name of Rav, that Leishan this, that if there are too many berries on the Hadassim that they become pasul, it's only if the berries are all lumped together in one place on the Hadassim. Perhaps the Svar is because then it's very near a Leinayim, it's very nicker. So if they're all in one place, that's when it's a problem. But if the berries are spread out throughout, they're scattered throughout the Hadassim, so then kosher, so then the Hadassim, they're kosher. However, Amar Le Rava, or some have the Girsa Amar Rava, that Rava said that that can't be the case. It can't be that if they're in one place, it's possible, and then if they're scattered, so then it's gonna be, if it's one place, it's possible, and if they're scattered, it's kosher. Says Rava that the opposite is true. Shnayim u'shleisha mekayma yisavi menumer. It's worse off when the berries are scattered in two and three places, because then it looks like it's all spotted. That's very not nice. Puzzle, that should be puzzle because it's not hadar. If all the berries are scattered, it looks like it's menumer. It looks like it's all spotted, and that's not very nice. So if anything, that should be worse. So says the Gemara, Ela'i itmar hachi itmar. It must be that we misunderstood what Rav Chista said in the name of Rav. That rather, this is what was said. On that which the Mishnah said, that if there are more berries than leaves, so then it's possible, on that, Amar Rav Chista commented, that Dabar Zer Rabbeinu Agadol Amrei, that the following thing I heard from Rav, V'hamakom Yiyah Be'ezra, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give him strength, that Leishanu Ela Anav of Shechayres, that it's only true, that it's possible, if the Anavim are black, Aval anav of Yerukais, so then mini the hadasu. But if the grapes are green, so then that's just part of the hadas, meaning it's the same color, it blends in, so that's not a problem. The only time where we say that if there are a lot of berries, and like Rava said, avada, a lot of berries means that it's a lot of berries in many different places, where it gives a spotted appearance, that, so Rav commented on that, and he was saying that it's only possible if the berries are black. But if the berries are yerukais, if they're green, so then they blend in with the hadas. That doesn't take away from the appearance, from the beauty of the hadas, ukasher, and it's still going to be kosher. Amar Rav Papa said, that adumais kishchurais damyon, that if they're red, so that has the status of being black. I mean, just like if the berries are black, so that will pass all the hadas, so too if the berries are red, that will also pass all the hadas. The Am Rabbi Chanina said that Hai Dam Shachar Adam Hu Ela Shalaka. That if a person sees black dam, he should know really it's red. Really it's red dam. It's just that after a while, the red dam, red blood, could turn into black. So that was the halacha that was Nageya Tehuches Nida. But in Yanenu, he's just proving from there that you see that it's a natural transition for something which is red to turn to black. And therefore, just like black berries on the hadas are going to be possible, so to red has the status of black, red berries will also be possible when they're on the hadas. Says the Gemara Vayter, Emiatan kosher. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if you take off the berries, so then it's kosher. While the berries are on the hadas, it's possible. But if you take them off, so then the hadas will be kosher. Says the Gemara now, Dematinu emas. When are we talking about that this person took off the berries? Ile mamikame de la egde. If it's before he put it together in the eged, together with the lulav in that ravais. If he took off the berries before he ever was ma'agi them together, so then pshita, so then obviously the hadas is kosher. The hadas always has berries. Once the berries are off, or if the berries didn't grow on it yet, so then it's kosher. So of course, if you take off the berries, so that's the same thing as they're not, as if there, kilu, there was never berries on it, and it's kosher. As long as you take them off, it's kosher. Why would I think otherwise? Rather, you have to say that when the Mishnah says if you take off the berries, it's kosher, it's discussing a case where a person first was ma'agid it together with the lulav and the aravais. He first put it all together, and then after it was in the eged, he took off the berries. And still the Mishnah is saying that the lulav is kosher. Well, says the Gemara, dichi mei karu. In such a case, that's dichi mei kara. At the time that he put it into the eged, it was pasul. So at that point, it was nidcha. And you're telling me that now when you take off the berries, it could become kosher. So this was what we had the shmuz on the Lama Gilmam and Aleph. This idea of whether or not we apply dichi by mitzvahs. By kachem, we know that once something is pasul, even if the reason for the psul goes away, even if the psul goes away, the lacha is that it's pasul forever. We had a shiloh, Rav Yirmi asked the shiloh, do we say the same thing by mitzvahs? We see from our Mishnah, l'chayra, says the Gemara, tifshet minah, if so, then you can learn out from our Mishnah that dichi mei kara loy havi dichi. L'chayra, then we can learn out from our Mishnah, if our Mishnah is discussing a case where a person put the hadasim with the berries into the eged. So at that point, it was nidche, it was pasul. And then you take off the berries, and the Mishnah is saying that it's kosher, so you see that once the psul goes away, it's kosher, that we don't apply the concept of dichoy meikaro when it comes to mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, no, there's no raya. La'aylam basar da'agde. Really, I could tell you, it is that he put it into the eged first, and then he took off the berries. Ah, so why isn't this a raya that dichoy meikaro lo yavi dichoy when it comes to mitzvahs? Because the kesavar eged has mana ba'almahu. The Tan of our Mishnah holds that there is no chiyah for the eged. The eged It's just a hazmana ba'alma. It's just preparing it for the mitzvah. It's still, as long as it's not yet yontif, or even maybe even if there is a chiyuv of eged, but as long as it's not yet yontif, so that doesn't make it that it's the shas ha-mitzvah just because you're me'aged it. That's just a way of preparing it for the mitzvah. Meaning the whole idea of whether or not dichoy me'ikara havi dichoy, loy havi dichoy, is only going to be talui in the shas ha-mitzvah. If it was possible at the time of the mitzvah, so then there's a shaila. Do we say that now it's forever possible? But if it was possible before the Shasa Mitzvah, so then for sure there's no problem of Dichud. So over here the Gemara is answering that even though you put it into the Eged, we're holding before Yontif. So it's not yet the Shasa Mitzvah. The fact that you put it into the Eged, that's just a preparation Ba'alma. That's just Hazmana Ba'alma. Vazmana Ba'alma Lav Klumhu. That's insignificant when it comes to considering it the Shasa Mitzvah Le'inyan Dichud. So really, the Gemara is saying that when the Mishnah says that when you take off the berries, it's kosher, it can't be talking about when you took off the berries before you were ma'aged it, because that's pshita. Rather, it's talking about after you were ma'aged it. But there's still no raya from here that dichoy me'ikara lo yavi dichoy, because here it's not yet the shasa mitzvah. Just putting it into the egged is just preparing it. It's not yet considered the shasa mitzvah. Says the Gemara Vayter, we mentioned in the Mishnah that even though you could just be memayit and then the hadassim would be kosher, you could take off the berries, ve'ein mematin biyamtif. We mentioned in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to be memayit on yamtif. We'll see later in the Gemara that there's a problem of tikkun maneh, you're being mesag, you're making a kli when you take off the berries on yamtif, so that's considered like making the hadas, like you're making a kli, and therefore that's going to be aser to do on yamtif. Says the Gemara, ha'avar v'lokdan v'likdan mai kosher. It's mashma from the Mishnah that what will be the din if a person did take off the berries on Yontif? We mentioned the machlekes about it on Lamagimam and Aleph. But says the Gemara now, from our Mishnah, it's mashma that b'di'evit it will be kosher. How is it mashma that b'di'evit it's kosher? So the Achreinim explain, because what's the whole problem? Why is there an iser to be memayed on Yontif? We just said, because you're making a kli. Why is it that you're making a kli? Because until now it was pasul, and now it's kosher. That's why you're making a kli. Ah, so you're telling me that when you take off the berries, it becomes kosher. If it would be that when you take off the berries, it's not kosher, so then it wouldn't be asur to do it. Then it wouldn't be tikkun maneh, because you're not accomplishing anything. It must be that from the fact that we see it's asur to take off the berries on yontif, it must be that taking off the berries accomplishes something. It must be that it makes it kosher. So you see that if a person would take off the berries, so then the hadas would be considered kosher. So now says the Gemara. So that we see from our Mishnah. Now Lamaisa, if you have this hadas with berries on it, going into Yontif, and there's berries on it. So that's mamish the spitz dichoy. It's on Yontif. It's b'shas the mitzvah. So it has berries on it, and you take off the berries. The Mishnah is saying is that it's kosher. Says the Gemara, the Ashkur Emas, when did the berries become black? Because remember, if the berries are green, so then there's no problem, even if there are berries. So when did the berries become black? Ilema the Ashkur Me'etmo, they became black Erev Yontif. They became black before Yontif came in. So then Dichoy Me'ikarahu. If so, so that means it's Dichoy Me'ikara. As soon as Yontif came in, these berries were black. So as soon as it became the Shas Mitzvah, it was Nidche. Are you going to tell me that from our Mishnah we see that we don't apply the concept of dichoy me'ikara when it comes to mitzvahs? Because our Mishnah says that when you take off the berries on Yontif, you weren't allowed to do it. But if you did it, it's kosher. Now, if we're talking about a case that the berries were black going into Yontif, so it's a case of dichoy me'ikara. It was possible b'shas the mitzvah. So that means you have a raya from here that dichoy me'ikara, that we don't say dichoy me'ikara. So says the Gemara, Elalav, it must be, Elalav the Ashkur biyamtiv. It must be that the berries were green going into Yontif, so it wasn't Dichoy Me'ikara. It was green going into Yontif, and then the berries turns black on Yontif. That's the case. And if you take off the berries, so then it's kosher. So it's not an issue over here of Dichoy Me'ikara. Well, says the Gemara, that's even worse. So that's Nira V'nidchehu. That's even a bigger Chiddush. That's a case of Nira V'nidche, where you have something
that it was kosher going into the Shasa Mitzvah, and then it was Nidche, and that you're telling me that Nira v'Nidche, it could be Chazer v'Nira, that you could still use it once the Psul goes away. So Shmami na Nira v'Nidche, Chazer v'Nira. Do you mean to tell me that the Halacha is that Nira v'Nidche, Chazer v'Nira, and that we see that from our Mishnah? That's even a bigger Chiddush. So Mimanev Shach, you're proving a big Chiddush from our Mishnah. The Shaila is, which Chiddush are you going to prove? So says the Gemara Loi, I'm not going to prove this second chiddush of Nir v'Nidche. I've added that's the much bigger chiddush. Rather, la'ilum de'ashchar me'ekara, it became black already going into Yontif, and therefore, it's a case of dichoy me'ekara, and says the Gemara, dichoy me'ekara, deloy havi dichoy tifshut mina. En echanami, you can learn from our Mishnah that dichoy me'ekara is not considered dichoy. We do not apply the concept of dichoy when it comes to mitzvahs. Avol Nir v'Nidche, chayzer v'nira light. But just don't prove anything about that second halacha of Nir v'Nidche. That's a much bigger chiddush that you can't learn out anything from our Mishnah. The only thing that you can learn from our Mishnah is that dichoy me'ekara lo yavi dichoy. That even though by kachim, once something is pasul, b'shas the mitzvah, so now we say it's forever pasul, when it comes to mitzvahs, if something was pasul, b'shas the mitzvah, going into the mitzvah, we don't say that now forever it's pasul. If the psul goes away, so it will be kosher. And therefore in this case, where the berries were black, going into Yontif, there were a lot of berries, and they were black berries, so the halacha is when you take off the berries, if a person did, he wasn't allowed to on Yontif, but if a person takes off the berries, so then the lulav is going to be kosher. So it's interesting. On Lamed Gimel and Aleph, we had a suffix. Rabbi Yirmi asked this as a shayla, do we apply the concept of dichoy by mitzvahs? And the Gemara said, teku. His shayla was about a different case. His shayla was about a case of niktam, where the top of the hadas was cut off, and tamara grew on top of it only on Yontif. So going into Yontif, it was nidche. It was nikdam, and then on Yontif a tamara grew on it, and he had a shaila. Do we apply the concept of dichoy meikara when it comes to mitzvahs? And the Gemara said teku. Here, really, from our Gemara now, it's coming out that really we have a raya from our Mishnah. We have a raya from our Mishnah that really we do not apply the concept of dichoy when it comes to mitzvahs. Mamela now says the Ran, we were patient also the shaila of Rav Yirmiyah on Amud Aleph, and the halacha will be that if a hadas is nikdam going into Yontif and a tamara grows on it, so then the halacha will be that the hadas is kosher because we don't apply the concept of dichoy by mitzvahs. Taisus, however, on Amud Aleph, and also over here, he references it in Dibur Maschil Tifshayt, Taisus says that no, that this is not really related to the Shaila of Rav Yirmiyah. Even though we see from our Mishnah that we don't apply the concept of dichoy when it comes to mitzvahs, you can't learn from this case of plucking off the berries on Yontif to Rav Yirmiyah Shaila of the hadas that was nikdam. Because over here it was biyadai, so it was less of a dichoy. It wasn't really nidche so much, because what was the issue? Just that there were a lot of berries on it. You're always able to take off the berries, especially before Yontif. You could have just taken off the berries. Therefore, this is not so much of a dichoy. So this type of dichoy, this type of nidche, where it was something that was biyadoi, ain't a chanami. That we have a raya, that when it comes to mitzvahs, we do not say dichoy meikara havi dichoy when it was something that was biyadoi. But that when you have a case of a lul of a hadas that was nikdam, that you need it to be that a tamara grows on top and covers it up, which is something that's completely out of your control, that remains a suffix, and we cannot learn out from this Gemara to Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaila. That's how Taisus learns. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tan Rabbanan. Ein mematin biyamtif. We mentioned that you're not allowed to take off the berries from the hadas on Yantif. Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Amru, Mematin, they say over in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they say over in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, that a person is allowed to take off the berries on Yontif. Says the Gemara, how are you allowed to take off the berries on Yontif? How could Rabbi Eliezer say, that you could take off the berries on Yontif? It's a problem of misakin mana. You're making a kli. You're taking this hadas, which was pasul, and you're making it into a hadas. You're changing it from a myrtle to a hadas. You're making it into a chafza shal mitzvah, so it's tikkun mana. Says the Gemara, v'kamisakin mana biyamtif. So how does Rabbi Eliezer allow such a thing? Amar Rav Ashi, k'goin shalikta l'achila. So says Rav Ashi, Rabbi Lazar was talking about a case where a person was taking off the berries not so that he should have a kasher ahadas, he was taking off the berries because he wanted to eat them. And therefore, he wasn't being mechavein to make this into a hadas. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, savrula ka'avua. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he's going like his father, the famous sheets of Rabbi Shimon in all of Shas, the Amar davar she'enay mischavein mutter, who says that if a person does something, which through that action, a malach might happen, it's being that it wasn't your kavana, so it's mutter. This classic case of Rav Shimon is a person is dragging a bench. He's dragging a bench across the ground outside, a dirt floor. Now the bench is not so heavy, so when he's dragging it, it's not for sure going to make a furrow. It might make a furrow, it might not. It's not for sure going to make a furrow because the bench is very light. So Rav Shimon holds that you're allowed to drag the bench, even though it might make a furrow, being that that's not your kavana, so you're allowed to do it. Rabbi Yehuda holds, davar she'enay mischavein is aser, you're not allowed to. But the sheet of Rabbi Shimon is that being that it's not your kavana to make the furrow, so you're allowed to drag the bench. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who said that you're allowed to take the berries off the hadas, it's misakin mana on yamtiv. Rabbi Lazar holds, Rabbi Lazar was discussing a case where a person was taking off the berries to eat them. He wasn't being mechavin to make the furrow, so to speak. He wasn't being mechavin to make this into a hadas, and therefore he held that it was completely mutter, since his intentions was just to eat the berries. Well, says the Gemara, v'habai v'rava dami tarvayu, moide Rabbi Shimon v'psik reishav lo yamos. Rabbi Shimon doesn't always whole davar she'ele mischavin is mutter. It's only if when you're dragging the bench, if it's not for sure going to make a furrow. But if you're holding a very heavy bench, that's for sure going to make a furrow. It's for sure going to make a furrow in the ground when you drag it. So then even Rabbi Shimon holds, you're not allowed to drag the bench. If it's a heavy bench, that's for sure going to make a furrow. You're not allowed to drag the bench on Shabbos. And if so, here as well, even though your intentions is just to eat the berries, you're not having kavanah to make this into a hadas, but it's a psik reisha. When you take off the berries, by default, you're making this into a kosher hadas. And therefore, the fact that that's not your kavana, even according to Rabbi Shimon, is not going to help you. So how did Rabbi Lazar allow a person to take off the berries, even though he's doing it to eat it? But being that a malacha is for sure happening from it, a malacha because the hadas is becoming kosher, it's tikkun maneh, so how is that allowed? So says the Gemara, hacha b'mayaskinon, the islay ayishana hachrina. Here we're discussing a case where the person has another Aishana. So he's eating the berries and he already has another Aishana. So there's a lot of different farshim on this line of the Gemara, a lot of raid on this line. The way Rashi learns this, the teretz of the Gemara, is that being that the person who's picking off the berries has already another hadas, so it's not called tikkun maneh. Meaning, when is it called tikkun maneh? Only in as much as you need this as a hadas. And as much as he doesn't need this as a hadas, so it's not called tikkun maneh, and therefore that's why Rabbi Lazar allowed this person to pluck off the berries. He was discussing a specific case, a case of a person who already had a hadas, and a person who was taking off the berries in order to eat them. In such a case, there is no problem of tikkun maneh. We only hold it's a problem of tikkun maneh when a person's having kavana, or if a person needs it as a hadas, since it's for sure happening. But if a person already is, he's just eating the berries, and the fact that the hadas is being made is not true, that's not called tikkun maneh, because he already has a hadas, so therefore it's not a problem of tikkun maneh. That's when Rabbi Lazar permitted a person to take off the berries even on yantif. Well, a few more lines. Tan Rabbanon, Huter Agdoi Biyamtiv. The halacha is that if the eged, a person ties together his lulav, adasim, naravis, he double knots it, he ties it together. The halacha is if that gets untied, so it's a kesha shel kayama, you can't retie it. But so what should you do? Agdoi ka'aguda shel yerek. You should tie it together like the way you bundle together vegetables, which means you just wrap something around it. Take a string, wrap it around all the different minim. You can't tie a double knot, but you can wrap it around it. Vamai, says the Gemara, why is that the Eitzah? If you want it to be very strong, strongly held together, so why are you giving this Eitzah to wrap around it? Lianve, Mianav, why don't you tie a bow? A bow will be much stronger than wrapping it together, so why don't you just tie a bow? And that won't be a Kashashal Kayama, so it will be Mutter and Yantif, and it will be much stronger, so why not give that Eitzah? Says the Gemara, Hamani, Rabbi Yehudahi, Da'amra Niva, Kshirim al Yasehi. The Tan
Tan of the Mishnah is like is Rabbi Huda, who holds that in Aniva on Shabbos and Hilchos Shabbos and Yontif, a bow is considered a kesher shel kayama. Being that he considers a bow a kesher shel kayama, that's a permanent knot, so you can't do that on Yontif. You're not allowed to tie a bow on Yontif. Therefore, the Eitzah, if it gets untied, the Eitzah will only be to tie it together kaguda shel yerek, which means just to wrap something all around all the different meaning. Well, says the Gemara, I Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to tell me that the Tana of this Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda, so then if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Eged Mal Yosef Bai, so then how does it help you to just wrap around it with something just like you would wrap around vegetables? Rabbi Yehuda holds that lulav tzarech eged, so you should need an eged mal yasa. You need a kesher shel kayama. There is no other way around it. You can't do it on yontif. Okay, fine. But the only way to be ma'agided according to Rabbi Yehuda will be with the kesher shel kayama. So mimanif shach. If the tan is Rabbi Yehuda, if the tan of this brayis is Rabbi Yehuda, you should need a kesher shel kayama. And if the tan of the brayis is not Rabbi Yehuda, so then why don't we just give the eitzah to tie it in a bow? Why are we saying to do a kagudel shel yerek? There's a better eitzah to tie it in a bow. Mimanif shach. Something doesn't make any sense. So says the Gemara. Hai tana savur la kivasi bechada upolagale bechada. You're right. The tan of the brayis is not Rabbi Yehuda. It's a different Tana. It's a Tana that holds like Rabbi Yehuda le'inyan aniva. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that you're not allowed to tie a bow on yontif. However, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda with regards to eged. He doesn't require that the lulav has an eged. There's something nice about having it, that it's all wrapped together. It should all be together. So regarding that, it doesn't need to be a kesher shel kayama. It doesn't need to be mamish, a double knot. But at the same time, he also doesn't allow the bow because he happens to hold. This Tana also happens to hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, that a bow is considered a kesher shel kayama, which are not allowed to tie on yontif. Therefore, the Eitzah that this Tana gave, if the tie gets untied on yontif, he said, is to bind it together, kaguda shel yerek, by wrapping something around a different meaning.